Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Dara Fitzpatrick joins me in studio. His wife Anne-Marie became seriously ill in 2022 and was later diagnosed with Lyme disease through private testing. Dara is now her full-time carer and they're preparing for treatment abroad. Dara, thanks so much for joining us.
And thanks for having me in today.
I think Lyme disease in particular, and I don't think I'm on my own here, there's kind of confusion around it, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a very, well, it shouldn't be, but it's quite a complex diagnosis. It's a complex interaction with health. And yeah, it took us 14 months to get a diagnosis for Anne-Marie. And that was primarily through an offhanded comment from her granny.
Wow. So she became, Anne-Marie became seriously ill in 2022.
Yeah.
And what were the, because when I think of Lyme disease, and I'm wide open to correction here because you're living this, I think of it as a bite or a rash, a bacterial infection from something like that.
Yeah. So it's commonly transferred to humans through tick bites.
Yeah.
But there are other insects that bite, that transfer it, like mosquitoes and sandflies. And yeah, it's a bacterial infection that you get from a blood-drinking insect that's carrying the pathogen and transfers it to a human host.
So okay.
That's us in this case.
And is there a recollection of a bite or a rash or anything?
No, so Anne-Marie doesn't recall removing a tick from her body or developing a rash, but having spoken to our doctors and some other people in this space, that's not uncommon. About 50% of people don't remember being bitten or developing the urethra migraines or the bullseye rash.
Okay.
So they don't remember developing one, even if they did get one.
So it could be kind of an insignificant incident at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it can take, I believe, up to 6 months for some people to develop symptoms. So
okay.
That gap in time from your bite through to you developing flu-like symptoms, neck pain, sort of diffuse pains around the body, a lot of these common indicators for Lyme disease. So you could be bitten in the summer and develop flu-like symptoms in the winter.
Yeah, so you're not going to connect the two.
No.
The time lapse, the window is too long for a connection to be made immediately, I suppose.
For everyone. So, some people do have like a more immediate response to their bite and they're able to hit that diagnostic window the way they should.
Okay.
So if you present with an urethra migraines, bullseye rash, and a fever or recent history of a tick bite, you're likely to get caught in the diagnostic paths that exist.
Mm-hmm.
But if you miss it for some reason, and for Anne-Marie, she got sick like right at the tail end of the Omicron wave, that February 22. So she started to experience rapid weight loss. She got huge sensitivity to light, sound and smell. So she was in a dark room. She wasn't able to do screen time. Like she couldn't read. She couldn't use her phone. She couldn't interact with technology.
And was this quite sudden, Dara?
Like,
did she go from, full life?
Healthy and well, running 5K, going for regular hikes, and nearly overnight, over the course of the month of February that year, she just precipitously got sicker and sicker.
Wow. And did you associate it with COVID? I asked that because of the timing, obviously.
Yeah, so that was our big initial thought, that there was a COVID connection here, that was what had kicked it off. And I suppose that sent us off in its own direction. And it, I think, contributed to the delay in getting a diagnosis.
Yeah. So what did you do in terms of, reacting to these symptoms? They're not going away. They're only getting worse. They're more exaggerated as the weeks went on.
So we're down with the GP regularly and we're looking for referral pipelines into physicians that might be able to shed light into the situation. But realistically, it was during the COVID era. It was difficult to get appointments. People were just getting back up to speed. And there was huge wait lists for just about everyone. So, yeah, unpicking the diagnosis then took time, and Anne-Marie's granny was listening to the symptoms and listening to how everything was unpacking itself. And she said, do you know you have a second cousin who has very similar symptoms? She's been sicker a lot longer than you. But having been through that diagnostic path herself with her mum, she had Lyme disease. So maybe you should talk to your cousin.
Wow.
So they were able to give us the name of their doctor, a guy in the UK, a German doctor, and he performed a battery of blood tests, and like the ones that are used commonly in most national health services, and his own more specific
tests. Did you have to travel for this?
No. He was able to send us a blood draw package out to the house by post. And we were able to arrange with the phlebotomist in our local GP practice to do the draw.
Okay.
And then the stuff went back in a DHL pack to a lab in Germany.
Wow. And then you had a diagnosis?
I had a diagnosis of Lyme disease late in 2023.
Okay. So it's 2025 now, 2 years on.
So we've been
3 years since it started.
3 years since it started.
Okay.
And 2 years working with the physician to make some progress. And we have made slow gains and there has been progress. She's not as nearly as sick as she was that first 12 months when we were going through hell and trying to figure everything out. But she hasn't got any quality of life.
Right now.
So
3 years on.
3 years on. 200 meter walk is the limit of her physical capacity for the week. Maybe on a good week, we'd get a walk to the top of the street.
Wow.
And yeah.
And this is a girl who would have gone out and done a 5K run without even thinking about it, or a hike up a mountain.
Yeah. So we used to live next to Carn Tool. That's actually where we suspect that we got bitten, because the Lyme disease rates in Killarney are 5 times higher than the national average. So if we were likely to have picked it up anywhere, it was living beside the Killarney National Park and going for hikes without any consciousness about how many or what the opportunity to get infections were. So there's a huge lack of signage issue.
Okay, so that's something to be looked at for sure.
Absolutely.
And those rates are alarming by comparison to the rest of the country.
Yeah, huge. So you've one in 20 ticks might transfer Lyme disease to a human, according to the national averages. And it's one in 4 or one in 5 in Killarney.
Okay. So signage is an obvious thing.
Yeah.
To look at, as well as lots of other processes put in place there. But in terms of your lives, and like your two young people, what age is Anne-Marie, can I ask?
Anne-Marie's 36.
36.
And she got sick at 33. And
okay.
At that time, like, we had just started planning to start our family. We had secured our mortgage deposit. We were setting up to buy our own home. And this just took over. It's our priority. Getting Anne-Marie well is our sole motivator.
Yeah.
So that's it. So
you change your expectations, don't you, when something like this happens? And now you just want Anne-Marie to be well.
That's it. Just for this person, that's the most important person to me, to have some semblance of normal, to not have to contingency plan on a walk down the street.
Yeah.
So
what does a good day look like? A 200 metre walk would be a great day, would it?
Yeah, that'd be a really good week that we got to manage to get a walk in together. A lot of times we'll go to a coffee shop, but in that sort of, we always have a cocooning mindset, like COVID era. If Anne-Marie picks up an infection, she won't shake it off. I could shake something off in a couple of days.
So she's compromised.
Yeah. There's a chronic immune suppression that comes with a Lyme diagnosis or a chronic Lyme infection. So, yeah, she could be 6 weeks trying to clear something that you or I might clear in a day or two. Sometimes she might need to go in to a hospital for a little bit more robust attention to clear an infection.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's...
It's a huge worry, isn't it? And you're dedicating your life to caring for her now.
Yeah, well, I work full time and then I...
How are you doing that, Tara?
So my employer is facilitates me with a certain amount of working from home in the sort of post-COVID era. And then on days when I have to go into the office, we're quite close. We have a satellite office location quite near to home, so I can kind of be 6 minutes from where we're living and still get to an office location and be able to respond in situations where I need to get back to the house.
Okay. And do you have supports in terms of family as well?
Yeah, we've got a great support system with our family. So her mum was like really helpful when all this kicked off, like between her mum and myself doing and assisting Anne-Marie with her personal care, helping her to shower and get dressed. Thankfully Anne-Marie's able to do a lot more of that for herself now, but still, like, we're I'm 40, Anne-Marie's 36. Our friends are dressing their kids and getting their kids ready for school, and I'm helping to dress my wife.
And
it's a stark contrast. So
that's really hard, Dara. It really is. It's just hard to get your head around how life can be so difficult.
Yeah.
And you have so many plans. And I admire you so much for being able to hold down a job, because you basically have two full-time jobs here, you know.
Yeah.
And you're trying to share yourself between your working life and caring for your wife and doing the best for your wife. And it's just, it's not an easy position to be in at all. And then I have so much sympathy for her as well, because this is not part of her plan either.
No.
What are the next steps, can I ask you?
So when you've been through this process and you've had your delay in diagnosis, but you've connected with some of the Lyme disease charities around Ireland that are increasing information and awareness around this, you learn about other diagnostic tests. We had kind of a shortcut on that. We got directed to somebody early. You do your treatment. And for a lot of people, that's it. They get clearance. Anne-Marie hasn't responded to treatment because it's a progressive disease. It gets worse over time if it's not treated. And we're now at a place where we've been through the phases. We've tried the stuff that's accessible on the island. We've tried the stuff that's internationally
overseas.
Recommended. And we have a clinic in Germany that's specialised in this area. They treat quite a few people every year for chronic Lyme and Lyme-related diseases, and we're fundraising to bring Anne-Marie to that clinic.
Okay, how much do you need?
We're looking to raise 62k.
Okay, and where can people go?
So we're on GoFundMe. You can look up Anne-Marie Lyme, it'll come up. You can look up my name, Dara, D-A-I-R-E. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Instagram, Twitter.
People will find you. Dara Fitzpatrick, a.k.a. an absolute legend. I will share the stuff on my own Instagram, social media. Yeah. I'm sure the show will as well. Producer Cuevas nodding. On Lunchtime Live and across News Talk platforms, hopefully, as well.
That would be fantastic. That would be really helpful. Thank you so much.
Continued amazing work to you and your wife, Anne-Marie, and we wish you both well.
Thanks
so much for being so brave to share the story, Dara.
And for the opportunity to talk today, and for the people with Lyme disease that don't always get an opportunity to speak. Thank you.
Well done. Yeah, well done.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.